Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me once again. We're continuing in our series, The Plumb Line, and we are on the Plumb Line 5. This is our fifth installment in the series, How Do We Measure Up? Amen. Glory to God. We've been talking about the Ten Commandments, and today we are on commandment number 3. And it is from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. And I do realize in some of our versions of our Bibles, it is commandment number 4. Remember, we're going according to our Jewish brothers and sisters' count of the Ten Commandments, or as we have learned in previous lessons, the Ten Statements or the Ten Sayings. Glory to God. Amen. If you've missed any of this series, go back to the archives. Amen. We started probably about a month ago, I guess. Amen. And we are now on installment number 5. Amen. I'm so happy to have you with me as always. Amen. I greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. As our Jewish brothers and sisters say, and as we are finding, amen, as we have read through the word of God, amen, Yeshua actually is his proper name. Glory to God. Amen. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Amen. Those that say his name, his English name, Jesus, amen, the Lord answers to that name as well. Amen. But his Hebrew name, amen, that original name that he was given was Yeshua. Glory to God. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Amen. And give you more understanding, give you some references. Amen. So that you can go back and look at it for yourself, because the whole, this is a big deal. Amen. Studying the word of God. Amen. Digging in it for yourself. The word of God tells us to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We were never intended to rely so heavily on our leaders as if they were to do all of it, because your leaders are not going to stand up before the Lord for you. You will be standing before the Lord for yourself. Amen. They are there to push you into place. Glory to God. But not, they cannot be God for you. They are not God. They are human beings that make mistakes just like all the rest of us do. Amen. We all make mistakes. Glory to God. And we are all, amen, working out our own salvation. Amen. Our position as leaders is to usher you into the presence of the Lord. And then what you do from there, amen, is up to you, because it is your relationship with God. Amen. It's your relationship with Yahweh, your relationship with Yeshua, amen, that we're talking about, your relationship with Jesus. Amen. That matters here. And it is so imperative that each and every one of us solidify our relationship with the Lord in this day and in this hour. We are in the last days. I don't know if you've noticed, but things are falling down all around us. Amen. We're watching as systems, amen, are collapsing. We're watching, amen, as the words of the Lord are coming to pass before our eyes, that I have said this many times before, especially here lately. Amen. We're watching these things come to pass. Amen. So don't fluff it off. Don't take a blinded eye to it. Look at it clearly. Talk to the Lord about it and let him give you instructions for you and your family. It's important, because the Lord is, he's not willing that any should perish, and he doesn't want any of us, any of those that belong to him, to suffer. Yes, he will bring you through it, but there is instructions that he will give you so that you won't have to go through the same things that those would go through that are the children of disobedience. Let's obey the Lord in this hour. And I'm talking to myself as well. Amen. It's important. It is so important. Amen. We're talking about Exodus chapter 20, verse 7 today. Amen. That scripture that we're, let's pray. Glory to God. The scripture we're talking about again, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, if you want to go ahead and get it in your Bible. I will be reading from the modern English version, which is a translation of the King James Version. So if you want to get that, I also will come from the New Living Translation and from the Amplified. I want to let you hear it in all of those versions as we go forward. But let's pray. Father God, in the name of in the name of Jesus. We come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise for all that you are, recognizing you are God all by yourself. Lord, we give you all of the glory and all of the honor as we come into your presence. Lord God, we give you the praise, Lord God, for all that you have you are doing and all the things that you have done. We give you the glory for all that you are, Father. We recognize, Lord God, the beat of our heart, Lord God, and the synapses of our brain, the activity of our limbs is because of you. It's not because of anything that we have done, but it is because you are merciful and you are gracious toward us, and you have had compassion toward each and every one of us, even our intellect and our creativity, our giftings and our anointings, Lord, all of it, it's yours. Oh, God, so we can take no glory in it. We can take no, we receive no accolades. Oh, we give all of the glory back to the one who owns it in the first place. The glory is yours, Lord God. And upon you we bestow the glory even on tonight. Oh, Lord, we bless your name as we come before you even now, oh, God. Move, Lord, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, Father God. Oh, Lord, we break off every assignment of the enemy, all those that are listening even now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them ears to hear and eyes to see even right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that they might speak, oh, Lord, even as the oracles of God as they go forth. Oh, Lord, that they might hear your instructions and obey. Oh, God, that the things that they lay their eyes upon, Lord God, be, Lord God, that you are showing them for this last and evil day that we are in the midst of. Oh, Lord, and protect them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bind, Lord God, we bind the spirit, oh, my God, of the devourer, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we loose divine protection, divine, hallelujah, protection. Oh, glory to God over each and every one that is listening, even right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, watch over us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bind up the works of the enemy even now, Lord God, as we go forth in this study, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen, who is the head of my life. Amen, I am coming to know him more and more every day, and I praise God, amen, for the insight that he's given me. I just thank the Lord, amen, because I am learning so much about, even about where I've come from. I'm just learning so much about the word of God and about the things that we have mistakenly taken on. And as the Lord is removing those things, amen, and we are stepping into right alignment with him, into his plumb line, glory to God, I just give him honor and I give him glory, amen. The only standard of measure for true life is God himself. We must return to him because he alone can save us. Glory to God, amen. In the archives, you will find definitions, amen, for the plumb line itself and the other things that we have talked about related to the plumb line. Again, this is the fifth installment. We're on plumb line 5. How do we measure up? Amen. Amen. We give all glory to the Lord again, amen, as we continue in this series. Today, we're continuing in the Ten Commandments, or as our Jewish brothers and sisters say, the Ten Statements or the Ten Sayings, amen. And we're coming from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, and I'm reading first from the Modern English Version, and it says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold guiltless anyone who takes his name in vain." All right. In the New Living Translation, it says it like this. It says, "You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name." The Amplified says it this way. It says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." That is, irreverently, in false affirmations, or in ways that pugn the character of God. For the Lord will not hold guiltless nor leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain, disregarding its reverence and its power. Amen. You know, I also, if you give me a second, I want to also read this from the Cipher Bible. It might be pronounced Cipher. I'm not really sure. I may have that wrong, but I want to take a look. This is actually a newer version that I have gotten. Amen. Thanks to, amen, the teacher, amen, Apostle Thomas. I praise God for her. I'm learning so much from her and from Apostle Moss. Glory to God. I honor them today. I honor, amen, Apostle Ingram, who has been a wonderful friend, amen, and covering for my ministry over the years. I give glory. I mean, I give her honor. Amen. The Lord glorifies her, amen, with his presence. But I give her honor, amen, because she is a servant of the Most High God. And I praise God for them, amen. They've been wonderful examples before my eyes, and I'm learning. Glory to God. Give me just a second. I actually passed it. I just want to read it from this version. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do not know how to say the names properly, so I am going to do the best I can, okay? It says, and this is Shemoth, I believe it's pronounced as S-H-E-M-O-T-H, which is the Hebrew for Exodus, chapter 20. If I'm saying it incorrectly, and any of you know how to say it, pronounce it correctly, please let me know. I will go back and get the pronunciation myself, though, because, you know, I am good about bringing that back. So I will do that. But also the name of the Lord here, I'm not really sure how to pronounce, but I'm going to do my best. All right. Verse number 7, you shall not take the name of Yahuwah Elohaka in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Amen. I just wanted to give you that in another version. Glory to God. Amen. We honor him. Okay, so the word vain in Hebrew is shav. And it means emptiness or worthlessness, useless, and deceptive. The Brown Driver Briggs Lexicon states that its use in this verse means for no good purpose, which could infer all of the above in its Hebrew definition. Our Jewish brothers and sisters take this verse so seriously, and so should we, that they will write God in print as G-D, I'm sure you've seen it, and refer to him in speech as Hashem, which means the name. So it's T-H-E, the, and name with a capital N. Amen. They reverence the Lord that much, and they take it that seriously, recognizing, amen, that the Lord won't hold guiltless anyone that takes his name in vain. They are serious about not doing that. Amen. Glory to God. His name has such unspeakable, unfathomable power, and it demands total reverence. Glory to God. There's a scripture that came to my mind as I was studying this. Is the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It refers to his power. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Amen. So we're looking at the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me go on. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because I was about to say something. All right. So these who were receiving these commandments, amen, saw the awesomeness of his power firsthand. They were shielded. Glory to God. That's the word I want to use. They were shielded from the plagues of Egypt. Amen. The Lord placed them in Goshen, and the judgments, amen, were going on all around them in the midst of their captors. The Lord brought judgment upon their captors who irreverently disregarded the words of that Yahweh spoke through Moses to let his people go. Amen. Now they were face to face in a manner of speaking with their deliverer, Yahweh, and I'm talking the people of God, the self-existent one, all-powerful, all-seeing God, who was creating boundaries for them so they could dwell. So the Lord has given them these 10 statements or these 10 commandments or saying to create boundaries for the relationship. Amen. Introducing himself as, and let me just move on, I don't want, introducing himself as his, as their God, as their only God, amen. They're introducing a covenant relationship. Let me just go ahead and say it. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, amen. Please stick with me here. let me go back. So he's creating boundaries for them so that they could dwell peacefully in his presence and so that they could be a light to the nations. Yahweh is his covenant name. And, you know, we talked about, amen, that they should have no other gods before him. He is the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God, and you should have no other gods before him. We talked about what his name was. Now, and as we talk about taking the name of the Lord in vain, amen, it's important to recognize that this is his covenant name. Glory to God. And that is why it is so important. And only those, okay, this is covenant name now, and only those who are in covenant with him, who understand how to reverently call upon him, should ever use his name. There are consequences when crossing the boundaries created by God, when disobeying his edicts. Amen. God is holy, always holy, never changing, always holy. This scripture is as important to life and holiness now as it was when it was first revealed to the children of Israel. We live in a dark age, and the end is upon us. The fear of the Lord seems to have left the church, and many are preaching and prophesying words that never came out of the mouth of God. God is not pleased, and they will not be counted guiltless unless, glory to God, they repent. Be holy as he is holy. His name is holy, period. Period. His name is holy. If you are not in covenant with him, don't violate his name. And if you are in covenant with him, don't violate his name. And then I'm going to go back to that word, teshuvah, that it means to return to the Lord and bring fruits of repentance that you may be healed. Glory to God, that you may be cleansed of your wickedness and healed. Glory to God, a wicked heart uses the Lord's name for profanity and perversion. And we've heard it. We've heard it over and over again, and it seems to get worse as time goes on. There was a point in time that you would never hear any words of profanity, especially using the name of the Lord in vain on television. Now they say whatever they want to and whenever they want to. But the Lord is calling us back to him. Amen. Godly sorrow brings repentance. Amen. It's time for us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so he will restore us, restore you, rather than bring harsh judgment. Amen. To cause you to turn, because the Lord will do what he has to do to cause us to turn. Amen. Back to him. Because he loves us that much. He brings warning after warning. Amen. He sends prophets. Amen. He sends preachers. Amen. He sends neighbors. He sends people that don't even look like what folks consider to be churchy. Amen. And being churchy, amen, is not all what it's all that it's cracked up to be anyway. Amen. Because we're finding that those things that many were adhering to in the church were not things pertaining to godliness in the first place. A lot of these things were added after the apostles passed away. So many things were added into the church that the Lord never approved. Amen. And that's why it's time to take another look at the word of God. That's why it's time to get in the presence of God so that he can download to you what his edicts are, what his decrees are, what his are. And as you are in the presence of God, amen, confirm your covenant with the Lord. Amen. That covenant relationship. Amen. Because when we are in covenant with the Lord, we don't use his name in vain. Amen. His name can never mean emptiness. His name can never be useless. His name is too powerful. His name has a profound power that we don't even understand. Amen. As infinite beings, because he is finite, my God. So we don't even have that understanding yet. Amen. Except to know that it is great, uninhibited power. Amen. Even in his name. So it is to be reverent. Glory to God. Even when we're coming into his presence, we ought to go low. Glory to God, to go low. We need to go low. And then even when they got this particular, this statement, amen, they go low. Even in the way that they approach the Lord. They don't call him by his name. They call him Hashem. They call him the name, or they, when they're writing it, they hyphenate G, hyphen D, amen, so that they don't, amen, they remember to go low, to humble themselves, amen. It's one of the things that seems to be lost in this generation, the ability to humble ourselves. We always feel that we got to get somebody told, and we actually, some even use the name of the Lord in vain to do that, amen, but it's time to go low and get into the presence of the Lord and humble ourselves that we might be healed, that we might be able to hear the instructions of the Lord, because he is always speaking, even when we find ourselves in a position that we can't hear. The Lord is always speaking. There's always a word out there. So go low, amen, so that the Lord can heal your hearing, so that the Lord can heal your heart, and so that you can hear what thus saith the Lord. It is so important in this hour that we go low before the Lord, that we humble ourselves in his presence. Amen. We need to hear what the Lord is saying for this season, for this time, in this time, in this age, in this dispensation. We need to understand what the Lord would have for us to do, how he would have us to position ourselves. Some of us, amen, he will show us how to hide, and others, those that he's showing how to hide, he will give them instructions on how to help their neighbors that didn't receive the word. But you that are hearing these messages, go low before the Lord. Seek him while he may be found, amen, because we are coming to the end of this age. I know you've heard it over and over again, time and time, maybe through your grandparents and through old preachers and so forth. They're saying that Jesus is coming back. They've been saying it since he ascended, that Jesus is coming back. Well, guess what? Amen. Remember, that was 2,000 years ago. So the day is approaching quickly that he actually is coming. Amen. And we're seeing the signs all around us. Pray, Father God, for an awakening, oh God, for everyone that hears. I pray for an awakening, Lord God, for everyone that is sleeping in this hour. Come awake. Come awake and hear the voice of the Lord, because he wants to deliver you. He wants to deliver you from the tribulation that is to come, and it is surely coming. Ah, go low. Seek the Lord. Renew your covenant with him. Let him heal your heart. Return, amen, teshuva, that Hebrew word for repentance. It means to return, teshuva. And metanoia, the word in Hebrew that means to change your mind. Amen. Godly sorrow brings repentance. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. This is our installment, amen, plumb line number 5, how do we measure up? Amen. We're looking at Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. Amen. His name is a covenant name. His name has unlimited power. His name is so powerful. He can pick you up and translate you to another place in the planet. His name is that powerful. His name is a saving name. His name is a delivering name. His name is a name of judgment, a name of anger. The Lord, oh my God, there's a scripture that says, and it just came to my mind, is that it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. It's time for us to go low. Amen. And consider the words that come out of your mouth. Words, amen, that may be speaking death over your own life. But it's time for us to speak words of life, amen, speak words of repentance, speak words to the Lord, amen, that are fit. Oh, my God, go low in his presence, even on tonight, even on today, amen, wherever you are in the nations, I implore you, amen, that you go low in the presence of the Lord, humble yourself before him, amen, humble yourself under his mighty hand so that he will restore you, amen, and lift you up in due time. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.